Rav is asking what you're going to do with the kids this year in Purim. It's allowed to bring the kids from the age of Bar Mitzvah, not before of Bar Mitzvah, to the Purim Seudah. Boys only from the age of Bar Mitzvah. It's good to thank Hashem. The volume is too high, he's asking on the speakers. Thanking Hashem. Thanking Hashem. It's hard to go outside of Eretz Israel, and it's hard not to go. Six, seven classes that he gave over there. Praising Hashem Yitbarach very much. We gave huge shiurim over there. Over there, this is the strongest place of the Litvaks. It's over there in South Africa. But we broke it. We ruined. The rabbi of the city came to me. Of all of the communities, they all mamash came. For the kindness of Hashem, mamash to gather everyone, to take them to the field, Baruch Hashem. Classes on classes, Baruch Hashem. Shabbos Shurim. Every Seudah, another Shiur in the Seudot. Wonderful Shiurim, thanking Hashem. Thank you, Hashem. Baruch Hashem, that's also, we had a shiur with the goyim. I was holding myself not to cry from the excitement. You see, thousands of goyim shouting after me. They learned the book Garden of Faith. They ask questions of faith, like in the yeshiva. Thanking Hashem. It was a historical situation at last, that a rabbi is going to stand, going to give a shiur to the nations only about faith. Faith in one God, in the supervision, private supervision of Hashem. And also their questions. They ask questions. Only to thank Hashem. Or thanking Hashem. It's written in the Megillah. A lot of the nations are become to be Jews because Mordechai is huge for the Jews. Rabbeinu, a holy Rabbeinu, is very huge. Thanking Hashem. Tomorrow we have the fast of Esther. For years we're doing 6 hours in Ta'anit Esther. Everyone, please try to use that wonderful day. In the Ta'anit fast, we're preparing ourselves to Purim. You don't have no holiday that you have Ta'anit, a fast before of it, to prepare yourself, except of Purim. In Rosh Hashanah, we're fasting half of a day, but a complete fast that it's in the halakha, set in the halakha, like Purim. there is no. So this is why we need not to eat. This is it, we're going to lose one meal. This is the purpose, to lose one meal. We can eat all night long. You wake up at 4 and you can still eat. So you're going to lose one meal. What's going to happen? It doesn't call the fast. You're going to lose lunch. This is what you're going to lose. The main part of Ta'anit, it's the tshuva. To daven, to beg, that we're going to have the ability to receive the wonderful days of Purim like we should. That really we're going to be able to do tshuva. When we're looking at the Megillah, like that we learned, that's for sure we're not allowed to read the Megillah to learn what happened once before in history. We need to understand that the test that Am Israel were going through was very hard. 180 days Mishte they had, that Achashverosh was drinking with people and the Seudah, the feast, was 180 days. And he wanted to show he wasn't from the seed of the kingdom, he wasn't supposed to be the king, so he wanted to show how generous he is, and even though that he was Rasha Merusha, awful bad person. It's all started and finishing on the tzaddik, that people are not canceling themselves to the tzaddik. Mordechai told them one opinion: don't go to the Seuda. And they said, what he understand in politics? He knows halachot. In politica he also understands. To insult the king, not to come. He invited us. He wanted to help, to support the Jews. It's all started, it's starting from if you hear the tzaddik and if you're not listening to the tzaddik. If you're not listening with your brain, you're going to listen by power. Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to use power. If you don't see the signs, so in the end. But also then, in those days, there was still, even after the result, after the salvation, still there was ones that were arguing with Mordechai. In every generation, there is the same wars. Also in this generation, we're saying not to take a telephone that is not kosher, not to have internet, not to have Facebook. People are saying, what the rabbis understand, just talking. They don't understand. And they're making money with it, business with it. It's easy life. Life. In the internet you have everything. What's the reason to it? In every generation, when people are not listening to the tzaddikim, it's easy to learn from the Megillah. For sure that Hashem Yitbarach, when we're saying Hashem, please give us the wisdom, how much we need to ask, how much we need to have intention in that prayer, how much we need to intent our hearts, every one of us, what we lack of? Only wisdom, only that. Only that, only wisdom, to know Hashem. He knows Hashem, he knows Hashem. Every breath that he's taking. He had wisdom, he had Hashem was with him. A person can buy the wisdom to go out from all of the bad midot, from all of the bad behaviors. He can attach himself to Hashem. This is the bracha that is before of learning Torah. That the person is going to have the da'at, the wisdom to learn Torah. Bring us to your Torah, Hashem. That we're going to live with the Torah, mamash. To live with the Torah. To be attached mamash to Hashem, to the Holy Torah. To go out from the bad behaviors, the bad midot. Rabbeinu is writing that a person that is learning Torah in a deep iyun, he's going out from all of the bad midot. When a person is accepting on himself the yoke of Torah, Rabbeinu is writing mamash that they're removing from that person all of the yoke of the of this world. Only a person that really understands the wisdoms of the Torah Kedusha. So his face are illuminating. The wisdom of the person is illuminating his face. And by that they're removing the yoke of this world on all of the bad desires that he's got. They're removing it all from him. And the main thing is the wisdom. We're asking, give us wisdom, Chokhma Bina Vadat. The main thing is to ask, to intend, to have, to hope, is that we're gonna know you, Hashem. To know the wisdom of the Torah Kedusha. That the person is gonna have an illuminating face, that you're going to have the light of the Torah. This is what we lack of. The light of the Torah can bring us to be good. When a person really have the light of the Torah, not everyone that learns he's received the light of the Torah. The one that receives the light of the Torah, so Rabbeinu is saying that all of the bad parts that the person have, they're being cancelled. All of the bad of the nations are being cancelled. The main part of the person is the wisdom of the person, the wisdom of the Torah Kedusha. Because there is few kind of wisdoms. I think he said three kind of wisdoms. So those three ways of learning Torah, it's an aspect of the hands of the Torah. When we're asking, please give us Chokhmah Bina Vadat, it's three hands to receive the Torah Kedusha. So the intention has to be to receive the Torah in those three ways. Chokhmah Bina Vadat. Hashem, let me understand all of that. Why? Because I thought that in Chazal told us that in Purim, Am Yisrael received the Torah and they kept the Torah. In Matan Torah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu forced us to learn Torah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, if you're going to accept it, great. If not, I'm going to kill you. Here, you're going to be buried. But in Purim, Am Yisrael received the Torah with love. The same light that was in the first time is in Purim, the same light that there was in Purim in the first time of the year of Mordechai and Esther, it's the same light that is illuminating every year from that year and on. The light is illuminating very much, because this is the purpose. This is why in Purim everyone have to have a certain seder to learn Torah. It cannot be that you're falling from Sidre Limud, and even more so in Purim. Hashem gave me it in my heart that we're going to talk about learning Torah, because we were talking about a lot of things, about drinking, about davening, about a lot of things, about Yirah. But it cannot be that a person going to come without learning Torah. In Purim, that all of the starts are from Purim. All of the starts are from Purim. We have to daven on that. Person have to make himself ready to learn this and that. They're going to have a certain seder in Purim that he's going to learn Torah, and always going to be attached to that thing. Today I need to learn, also I need to accept, in this day this light is illuminating, all the time to think about the things, the details of Purim. Purim, it's a day that you can receive the light of the Torah out of love. You need to want that, to daven on that, and to sit and to learn. That you're going to be able to receive the Torah out of love. If a person is going to achieve that, that you're going to have the love to the Torah Kedosha, it's the biggest gift of them all. So Rabbeinu is writing that. It's very important you're going to know what to intend every day in Chonenu Mitcha Chochma Bina Vadat, in Torah Kuf Aleph or Kaf Aleph, in the end of the Torah Kuf Aleph, in the end of the Torah So, to understand the Torah Kedusha, it means to receive the real wisdom of Hashem Yitbarach. Because there is three kinds of wisdoms. Simple wisdom, that is an aspect of Chokhmah. Simple wisdom, it's the wisdom that calls Chokhmah. Like it's written, all of your actions, Hashem, you've done them with wisdom. And when a person understands, it's called Bina. So the simple wisdom, it's Chokhmah. You learn something, you know it. It calls wisdom. When you understand something, this is the second one, that you understand what you learned, this is called Bina. And when you know Torah Kedosha, this is called Da'at, that it's coming, penetrating into your heart. Those three kinds of wisdoms are hands to receive the Torah. A person to receive the Torah, he needs to have hands. It's one hand, the big hand, the strong hand, Yad Gdola, Yad Chazaka, and the third hand.
Just spelled Chabad.
So Chokhmah and Bina, they are two friends that are not being separated. It's the two parts of the brain. So this is Aleph and Dalet, and Mem, it's the last one, the last wisdom, and all three together are Adam. It's the person, he's the. So when we're saying, give us from you Chokhmah, Bina, Vadat, we should ask from Hashem Yitbarach to receive the Torah in those three wisdoms, by those three ways that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is handing it to us. And only then a person is going to be called a man, Adam. Like that Rabbeinu HaKadosh is saying, that it's an aspect of breaking and pushing away all of the desires. If a person is full with bad midot, he's not a man, he's not Adam.
Okay.
So we were talking about that, to learn Torah Kedoshah, to intend our hearts in the prayers. Everyone have to have a certain seder in the Torah Kedoshah. This is one thing that I wanted to talk to you about. Second thing that I wanted to talk to you about, the dance in Purim. Like that Rabbeinu is writing, and it's very important, every year people are dancing, but we need to dance a lot more. There is people there is that thing to drink wine, but what's going on with people is there is no reason to force yourself to drink more and more. You're dancing, so dance. Adrabah, it's good that you have a break between one glass to the other. Drink one glass, stand up and go and dance. When a person is doing a break and dancing, and then he's going to drink again, he can succeed to have yeshuva dat, to be concentrated while he's drinking. To cancel the arrogant is by dancing. This is the klipa of Haman Amalek, it's the arrogant. So if a person wants to cancel arrogant, that it's a worshipping idols, like that it's written that it's a that Hashem hates it, every arrogant person. So Rabbeinu is talking in that Torah, that Rabbeinu is talking about cancel ourselves to the tzaddikim and to receive their spirit, and he's explaining how you're going to receive their spirit by dancing. And it's a huge wonder. It's a wonderful thing. It's, you can say that Rabbeinu is going to say that thing a lot of, in a lot of other Torot, but why he's bringing that wisdom on Purim, when he's learning on Purim? That really, we're going to understand that really in the subject of dancing you need to cancel your wisdom. When a person is dancing, he needs to cancel himself. Let's say by learning Torah we're going to receive the wisdom of the tzaddik, by davening, okay, but now Rabbeinu is saying by dancing you're going to receive the wisdom of the tzaddik, because the wisdom of the tzaddik is to cancel yourself, like you cancel yourself when you're dancing, by dancing and clapping your hands. Because clapping and dancing, it's coming from the spirit of the tzaddik and the happiness of the heart. Because of the happiness that he's got a good spirit in his heart, so he's clapping. And the spirit of the tzaddik is hovering on his, all of his mifrakim, on all of his say mifrak, those elbows, joints, six of the hands, and the ones of the and joints of the legs, by dancing and clapping. And you blow in the spirit into those organs. It's very important also to clap your hands. It's good to do circles and to dance, but it's also a very thing, important thing to clap your hands. It's an aspect of clapping hands that are written in the Tikkun HaZohar. that by the heart, the spirit, the good spirit that comes from the heart, means by the tzaddik that is an aspect of spirit, it's cancelling the arrogance that there is in the heart, like that it's written, "Al tavo ini regel gavah," don't come to me leg of pride. And it's worshipping idols to be arrogant, to be proud. So when the person is rising his legs by dancing, so his heart is carrying his legs. And it's all coming by the spirit of the tzaddik. And he's cancelling the arrogant, the pride. And he's cancelling all of the judgments. This is why really what that we're doing in the Yom Kippur, we're achieving in Yom Kippur a lot, and we're doing tshuva in Yom Kippur to fix, to cancel all of the judgments on tshuva, by tshuva. So in tshuva we confess a lot, in Kippurim we confess a lot. But Rabbeinu is saying that by the success that you have in Yom Kippur, that you're saying Slachna, forgive us, by that you're going to have the happiness of Purim. The result of your Slachna, it's going to be in Purim. You're going to have a holy Purim. It depends on how your Yom Kippur was. So it means that Purim is higher than Kippur. If a person was really humble to leave the fact that he is a zero, that he is nothing, would he sin, Chas Shalom, to break the rules of the Torah? If really a person was humble, he would say, what that Hashem is saying, we're doing. So this is why, because of arrogant, so a person sins. Who is cancelling that arrogance? The spirit of the tzaddik. And by that he's making all of the judgments cancelled. And Chazal said that as long as we have Avodah Zarah in the world, so there is anger in the world. And when you're dancing and when you're happy and attaching yourself to the tzaddik, so you're cancelling all of the anger and you're cancelling all of the judgments, and not only that, also kindness is coming into the world. And it's because the kindness of David, the loyal kindness of David, so loyal it means faith, that is honest. So actually you see that by the chasadim you receive faith, means that you're cancelling the faith in foreign idols. So we were talking about the legs, and now Rabbeinu is talking about the hands, that the spirit is hovering also above the hands and helping for the hands, like that it's written that the voice of my uncle Dodi Tzashem, he is knocking, dofek. What is dofek? Knocking, it's the pulse, it's the dofek that a person have in his body, in his hands. And this is why we're clapping. And then you're cancelling worshipping idols. By clapping you're pushing the blood to flow like it needs to, and you bring the pulse back into the right pulse. So by dancing you're cancelling the arrogant from legs and hands. Also the legs are showing faith and arrogant. Chas Shalom. My leg, she was standing in the flat, it's faith. And also the hands are showing us faith, that when Moshe was davening. So by dancing and clapping, you're cancelling the arrogant and all of that because of bad thoughts. So by the tzaddik, that is the spirit of the heart, he revealed the illumination of the hands and legs. So when you attach to the tzaddik, so by the aspect of dancing and clapping your hands, you increase the faith in the world, and then you have that first, my leg is standing in the flat, and you have faith. The epikosut in arrogant, it means that the person, the verse is saying kimat matayu raglai, almost my legs were falling, collapsing. So when the person is standing, it means that he's got faith, and when that he doesn't, he's falling, collapsing. So we can see that that work of dancing, person is attaching himself, that he's going to be able to receive the spirit of the tzaddik. He's attaching himself to the tzaddikim. He receives the spirit of the tzaddik that's going to blow in his hands and his legs and in his heart, starts from the heart. The tzaddik, we're calling him spirit, he is a spirit. And his spirit, she is she's moving from one place, Noshevet, she's moving. So when she's moving from one place to the other, she's purifying the person from all of his kfirot, from all of the bad thoughts. It's exactly the subject of Purim, that it's a klipa b'man ha'malek, that it's kfira, that we need to cancel it totally, and to achieve faith, that is the purpose of learning Torah, to have faith. All of the Limud HaTorah is to receive faith. All of the purpose of the person to serve Hashem, it's only to achieve faith, that he's going to know that Hashem, He is God, He is leading us, that He is reviving us, that He is helping us, that He is moving us, that there is nothing except of Him, that there is nothing else. Really, that he's going to cancel everything that is God, that all of the faith in His own power is going to be cancelled. All of Kochi Ve'otzem Yadi is going to be cancelled. He's going to cancel that. So Rabbeinu is writing, and he's attaching those words to Limud HaTorah, to learning Torah, that the Torah is also an aspect of hands and legs. Who is the tzaddik? The tzaddik, he is Torah. What is the tzaddik? The tzaddik is Torah. Rabbeinu is saying that out loud, that the tzaddik is, all of it is Torah. Rabbeinu is telling us that the Torah is also aspect of hands and legs, revealed and hidden. So revealed is the hands that they are revealed, that they are above. And the hidden is the legs. So Rabbeinu is attaching that to Mordechai Vester. Mordechai and Esther, they are the powers of the tzaddik to cancel the klipa of Haman in a perfect way. So Rabbeinu is explaining here that Haman, he thought that he can cancel the power of the tzaddik of Moshe Rabbeinu. All of it is going, talking about that subject. We need to understand what it's written in the Megillah. Because Haman, he wanted to destroy in the month that Moshe passed away. Because only Moshe can save Am Israel. Only the tzaddik can save us. And Rabbeinu is telling us, like that I told you, it's all surrounds the subject, that thing that we know, that people are not listening to Moshe. People never listened to Moshe. They weren't listening to Mordechai. Every time another reason. Here they have a problem with this, there they have a problem with that. Every time they have a reason. So the klipa is dressed herself in Am Yisrael that they will not going to listen Chas Shalom to the tzaddik. Because Haman, what he wanted? Haman, he wanted to conquer, to surrender Am Yisrael. To conquer Am Yisrael. Because only Moshe can cancel the klipa of Haman. He's got the chokhmah bina badat. Only Moshe can do that. But he's the only one that can cancel worshipping idols. We cannot cancel it. Only Moshe has got the real power to achieve all of that. What that's written in the Chumash, that his hands were full with faith, he was fighting with Amalek. Every second, every moment, Moshe Rabbeinu is standing and davening and canceling Klipat Aman Amalek. He's got hands, he's got faith, he's attached to the Torah, he's all Torah. Because the Torah is the spirit is the Torah. The Torah, she is the spirit. Where Moshe is receiving his spirit, his power from the Torah Kedasha, that he's attached to the Torah Kedasha. He's got that spirit, he's got the power, he's got the faith. This is why he can cancel. He wants to cancel that klipa, but Haman wants to cancel his power. So Haman thought, how are we going to do that? So he waited the month of Adar. But Mordechai and Esther, they had the power to cancel the decree of Haman. This is why they received the Torah again, all of Am Israel, and it's written that they received it and kept it. When can you receive the Torah? When there is a tzaddik like that, that is an aspect of Moshe, like Mordechai Esther, that they had that power, and then you can achieve it really. This is the explanation why all of the five tzaddikim, Rabbi Shimon Bar Yochai, every one of them brought to us a huge light of Torah, that it's a huge, huge light, the Baal Shem Tov and the Arizal and the Rabbeinu, that they can say, each and every one of us, that he received and kept the rules of the Torah Kedoshah, Kimu v'Kiblu. So Mordechai and Esther, both of them, both of them are the Torah Kedoshah. One is Torah that's been written, and one is Torah that by heart, that by the mouth. Mordechai is not the tzaddik of the generation alone. He was with Esther in that generation, because both of them together, they're an aspect of faith. This is the spirit. This is why it says that the Megillat Esther been said by spirit, by divine spirit. This is why he's saying that to cancel the klipa, it's mainly by her, by Esther, and not by Mordechai. Why mainly by her? This is the tikkun. This is why the Megillah been called named after Esther. Because in the spiritual, by the divine spirit, she been said. So by that, it was received to them, the main tikkun you receive from the legs. Because Esther, she's an aspect of the legs. That she's hidden, that she's modest. And all of it, like we said before, it's all attached to what we said before, that it's all receiving the light from the tzaddik. So how we should learn Torah, we should keep the Torah Kedoshah. I'm not sleeping enough. So we need always to daven. For sure we need to daven on Am Yisrael. But we need to daven, a person needs to daven on himself. A person that's going to daven only on Am Yisrael, he's not davening on himself, that Hashem is going to help him, going to get him closer to the Kedusha. Is that we need to divide, we need to daven on ourselves and on Am Yisrael also. On Am Yisrael and also on ourselves, it's very important. When you're davening on yourself, and especially on spiritual things, to keep the Torah, to complete his job, to his the thing that he's been sent to do. So Rabbeinu is writing in the end of the Torah,
נכון שצריכים לקרוא עם
So it's true that you need to dance with the Torah, but we just need by pshat to be happy. A lot of times person concentrate in thoughts in the dance, but the main thing is to just be happy. The one of the most basic points that Rabbeinu was talking about, to do the things kipshuto, like that they've been said, be happy. Don't need to think all of the time what I'm going to do, how I'm going to do this. Be simple, just be happy. You just need to be happy, to dance and to be happy. To dance and to be happy, to dance, to jump, to be happy. To jump your hands and legs in the air. Not to drag your legs, to high, to make them high, to lift them. To clap your hands, more and more, simple as that. Rabbeinu said that in Shabbos we need to a lot, to eat a lot. So Rabbeinu said, so kipshuto. We need to eat more in Shabbos. Not to eat like crazy, but we need to eat more than you used to eat in the days of the week. Don't need to eat until that you... This is it, cannot eat more. The person is is eating until that he cannot eat more. It's desire for food. Rabbeinu was talking about Eretz Yisrael. Rabbi Natan asked him, what are you talking about Eretz Yisrael? What do you meant? Which aspect is it? Spiritual. Told him, no, Eretz Yisrael with the houses. By pshat, you need to live in Eretz Yisrael. In the end, the person is focusing in intentions and high intentions, and in the end he's losing the pshat of the things. To be simple, to receive the spirit of the tzaddik that blows in the hands, in the legs, of the, to be happy, to dance, to be happy. Now we have Yeshuv HaDat on everything about the tzaddik. We explained it all. They're asking if we should daven to ask the tzaddik of the generation. So Rabbi Nachman is saying in Likutei Moran that we need to daven on that a lot. Even if you know that it's Rabbeinu and all of the students of Rabbeinu, and he knows everything, Rabbi Natan is writing in Likutei Halachot that the person have to daven that he's going to find the Ruach HaKodesh, the spirit divine spirit of the tzaddik, and he is davening to find it in the handwriting of the tzaddik, in the Torah of Rabbeinu, to understand the tzaddik, not only to find him, to put your finger on him, just to really understand who he is. Not to think, not it's ploni, it's almoni, not to talk on people, think of people. We're davening on the aspect, on the spirit. We're asking Hashem Yitbarach, don't complex things too much with your brain. Talking Lashon Hara, this is the tzaddik, this is not the tzaddik, all shtuyot. Very good. Thank you, Hashem. We're going to have a wonderful Purim. Really wonderful Purim. The holy Purim with happiness, with joy. Clap your hands, oh boy, sigh. Great.